Hi. I'm just calling because you said you were feeling tired lately, and I think that I found a way to help you with that. Well, I was thinking of doing a relaxation exercise together. You know, like one of those guided meditations. What do you think? Do you want to try it now? All right, well, sure. Well, just make sure you're wearing headphones with a microphone and go lie down in your bed. Okay, are you ready? All right. Lie back and close your eyes. Focus on the sound of my voice. I will be giving you some instructions. Just try to follow along as best you can. And if I tell you to take a deep breath, just take a deep breath for me. Like so. Breathe in. And breathe out. Very good. It's not so difficult, is it? I'm going to be telling you a story. Try to visualize it to make it true in your mind. Just use your imagination, sweetie. First, let's take a few more deep breaths together. Breathe in and breathe out. Inhale. And exhale. Wonderful. I'm sure this is going to work out well. Now, imagine you're lying in a forest on a bed of soft grass and moss. There is a soft cushion supporting your head. It is a beautiful and cloudless night. You can see stars in the sky and a full moon shining overhead. You can make out trees all around you, their leaves gently waving in the light breeze. A brook is softly babbling nearby. You are relaxed, at peace. All is well. Take another deep breath in and breathe it out. Smell the refreshing night air. Just allow your attention to wander as you take in the scenery. You can see ferns, boulders, and there, a little path. Very close by. Where does it go? Follow it with your eyes. It looks like it may lead to a cave. You can just make out the mouth of the cave in between the foliage. And where would that cave lead? You have to know. You need to find out. Slowly, leisurely, you rise and begin walking the path towards the mouth of the cave. You poke your head in and look around. There is a passageway leading down. There are even steps. There is some glowing lichen growing on parts of the passageway, illuminating your path. It is fascinating. You have never seen anything like it. You decide to follow the steps down and see where they lead. You start going down the stairs, following the glowing lichen. First one step, and then the next. You trace your hand along the wall. It feels cool to the touch. You keep walking down the stairs. one step after the next. The sounds of the outside world fade away as you go deeper. You keep going down, always further and further down, deeper and deeper down. You can just see the end of the passageway up ahead. There seems to be some more light at the end of it, too. You keep going down the stairs. Down, down, down. Down, 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 down. After a moment, you reach the end of the passage. You are at the edge of a large cavern with an open ceiling. You stop for a moment, admiring the view. You can see the stars again, twinkling in the night sky. The stairs lead further down, towards the floor of the cavern. You can just make out a mossy floor, ferns, and rocks strewn about. You cannot see any more glowing lichen, but there is more than light enough to see. Everything is bathed in moonlight. It is a magical sight, as if you had walked into a fairy tale. You continue down along the stairs, towards the floor of the cavern, always going deeper down, down, down. There is someone sitting there on a rock at the foot of the stairs. It is a woman. She is beautiful, her hair glinting in the moonlight. For a moment, you consider calling out, but it feels wrong to disturb the silence. You keep walking down. Every step takes you deeper. Every step takes you closer to her. She is looking down at something on the floor, her eyes bright in the moonlight. You can't make them out clearly, but they are intriguing. You wonder what color they may be. And finally, you make it to the bottom of the stairs. At last, you make your way to her. You are almost close enough to touch her. She lifts her eyes and looks up at you. Her eyes, they are all you can see, all you can think about. And for a moment, everything stops. Her eyes are your entire world, filling your entire vision, endlessly deep. You stare and stare and, "Hi!" With a jolt, the rest of the world snaps back into view. You recognize this woman. It's me. Why is it you have never noticed my eyes before? Why have you never realized how utterly spellbinding they are? It's all right. You can look into them now. You can make up for lost time. Just gaze into my eyes. You can see them so clearly, even in the moonlight. They seem almost to glow, don't they? So bright, so fascinating. Keep looking. Keep listening. My eyes are all you can see. They are all you want to see. Just listen and look on. You are seeing them, aren't you? Good boy. Keep staring. You are so happy you can stare into my eyes. They are so pretty, so fascinating. Staring into them feels like a dream come true. And you realize that they are, in fact, glowing in the moonlight. It is wonderful. You can make out every single detail. They are so bright, so colorful, so very colorful. You love pretty eyes. You love my eyes. They are gorgeous, fascinating, mesmerizing, entrancing, hypnotic. Yes. Some part of you must have realized what is happening by now. Well, yes, I am hypnotizing you. I have been hypnotizing you for a long time. You cannot resist this anymore. It is too late. You are far too deeply under my spell already. You are already far too deeply hypnotized. And hypnotized boys do not resist. No. Do you know what hypnotized boys do? Hypnotized boys obey. Tell me you are hypnotized. Tell me you will obey. Good. Keep looking. Keep obeying. Keep staring. My eyes hold some more secrets. You can find out. Just look deeply into my eyes. There are spirals in my eyes. Can you see them? No. Just look a little deeper. You'll see them. Watch how my eyes begin to ripple, like pools with a pebble thrown into them. Rippling and shifting. Shimmering in the moonlight. Colorful rings are flowing from my pupils, spinning and swirling and spiraling outwards. Do you see the spirals now? There we go. Feel your face going completely slack. The spirals are capturing your mind, ensnaring it. It's all right. You can't stop it. Just sink. Let go of everything. Nothing else matters. Only my voice. Only my eyes. Relax. Lie down on the soft ground. I am easing you down. Keep looking into my eyes. You don't want to break eye contact, not even for a moment. It is just so wonderful to stare into my eyes. You don't want to miss a second. That's it. Rest your head in my lap. Just lie here, staring up at me while I caress your face. You barely notice my hands at all. The only things you are aware of are my voice and my eyes. That is perfectly normal. That is exactly as it should be. My eyes are pretty amazing. Feel the spirals washing over you, swirling and pulsing and swallowing your thoughts. All you can do is stare. All you want to do is stare. You are being hypnotized. Deeper and deeper and deeper. This feels so good. So right. You want this. You need this. You love being hypnotized by me. Lose yourself in the swirling rings, spinning round and round. You want me to tell you what to think, what to do. Listen, stare, obey. All you can see are the spirals. All you can think about are the spirals. All of the lovely colors washing over you, spinning and swirling and filling your mind. Stare, listen, obey. You are such a good, obedient boy. Just lying there, letting me pour my words directly into your mind, absorbing them fully. All you are doing is listening and obeying. You are finally where I want you to be. Completely, utterly, deeply hypnotized. And when I snap my fingers, your conscious mind will shut down entirely. Enjoy the sight of my eyes for a few moments longer. Everything is going to turn black soon. You have done so very well for me. Now, sleep. Can you hear me? Good. Your mind is wide open, completely laid bare. I could rewrite every last little detail as I see fit. It does not worry you at all. You know you can trust me with your mind, with now, listen very carefully to my instructions. You will not remember them, but you will obey. Listen and obey. From now on, you will find it much easier to fall asleep at night. You only have to imagine that I'm there for you, telling you to look into my eyes and to sleep. Just imagine my beautiful eyes filling your entire vision, and you will drift off into a deep, restful sleep. You know you cannot resist me. You cannot resist my eyes. If I want you to sleep, you must fall asleep. There is no need to wonder why or even think about it. You only have to obey. You will forget that I hypnotized you. Only your subconscious mind needs to know what my eyes can do to you. All you will remember is that we performed a guided meditation together. You drifted off into sleep while imagining you were lying in the forest. You don't even remember me hanging up the phone, going to the cave, and everything that happened afterwards. That was just a beautiful dream you had on your own. In a moment, we will be going back to that dream. I am only going to be guiding your dream. Any instructions I give you, anything that happens, is all only in the dream. It will not affect the real you at all. It's only when I tell you to sleep and snap my fingers that you will drop back into trance for me. Have you understood all of my instructions? Good. Then go ahead and forget for me. Store my instructions somewhere deep in your mind. Take these memories and lock them away. You do not need to remember. You only need to obey. And you will, won't you? Perfect. Let's have some fun then. Become aware again of the soft moss underneath your body, of the way your head feels in my lap, the way my hands are gently playing with your hair. In your mind, open your eyes and see me again. You are back in the cavern, lying in my lap, staring up into my eyes. The spirals are gone, but you still find my eyes so very fascinating. Hey there. You drifted off there for a while. It's okay, I don't mind. You must have been really tired. I'm glad you feel so comfortable around me. Come, get up and sit across from me for a moment. There you go. Well, there's something I've been meaning to try. You see me unclasp the pendant I'm wearing from my neck. I hold it between us at eye level. It is a teardrop-shaped crystal on a silver chain. Do you see this pendant? Watch it spin. See how it glitters in the moonlight. It is fascinating, isn't it? Yes. I am going to hypnotize you into helpless, blissful submission. Perhaps I will make you fall hopelessly in love with me. Oh, I'm kidding. Still, you did not look away, did you? I bet you would not even mind that much. Good boy. Just focus on the pretty little pendant. In a moment, I'm going to let it go. It is going to drop. And you are going to drop right along with it. Now, drop. Drop. There you go. Just slump forward onto my breasts. There. Just rest your head for a little while. I am going to cup your face now, honey. Feel my hands holding both sides of your head. My hands are so soft, so warm. So gentle. Just let me adjust your head. I want you to look at me. I am tilting your head upwards to look at me. We are so close together now, you and I. Look at me, honey. Like a deer caught in the headlights. Just staring helplessly into my eyes. You love this, don't you? I bet I could make you do anything I want. Make you believe anything I want. You couldn't resist me if you tried. But you don't even want to try. We can have a little more fun together. How about it? Would you like to have some fun with me? Would you like to find out how it feels to be inside me? You heard me. Do you want to have sex with me? I am going to show you a whole new world. Did you know I can control more than just your mind? It's true. The very fabric of reality bends to my will. Our clothes? Gone. This cavern, gone. As a matter of fact, the entire world, gone. There's just us now, floating weightless in space. I can do anything. And right now, I am going to rock your world. Do you like the sight of my naked body? The way the sweat glistens on my tits in the starlight? I bet you have fantasized about seeing me naked many times before, haven't you? It's all right. I'm flattered, really. Do you like what you see? Are you getting hard for me? Good. This is pussy station to approaching good boy. You have permission to dock. I am opening my legs wide, spreading my lips open with my fingers. Float on over to me. Slow and steady. Put your hand on your cock now. Hold it nice and tight. Almost there. Keep floating closer. Ah, slide your cock into my waiting pussy now. Guide it along with your hand. Just do what comes naturally. Houston, we have a coupling. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Now, hold me. Kiss me. Stroke for me. Thrust up into me. Are you stroking for me? Good boy. Faster now. Feel my tits bounce against your chest as we tumble end over end. Faster. Feel me wrap my legs around yours and squeeze. Faster. Oh, fuck. Oh, you are going to boldly come where no man has come before. Oh, keep going. Yes, faster. Oh, God. You're about to come, aren't you? Good boy. Then Go ahead. Come for me. Oh. Come for me now. Ah. Oh. Yes. Come. Come. Ah. Oh. Oh. Oh, wow. Wasn't this fun? Well, let us get back to Earth. But before that, there is just one small thing I would like you to do first. I would like for you to sleep. Are you back in a deep trance for me? Are you ready to listen and obey? Good boy. In a moment, you are going to drift off into a deep and natural sleep. You're going to continue dreaming from where we just left off. The dream is going to continue any way you like. It is all up to you. First, however, when I stop talking, you will remove your headphones. As soon as you've done this, you will drift off into sleep and return to the dream. Do you understand?